So Chazal recognized that, you know, the nature of building so is that when people build, they're going to block other people's windows. But Chazal gave a shear that you have to separate, leave a gap between the buildings in such a way that I'm not totally blocking your light. And the shear is Chazal gave Dalet Amos. However, when you're building connected, the chaloyin beis haknesses ain masuk loy barachokas dalet amos. Giving a gap of dalet amos alone is not sufficient. Fishu tarach or gadol, because by the beis haknesses there's a need for much more light than and it's responsibility which belongs to the whole community. So Chazal said you have to distance yourself more than dalet amos. Now he doesn't say how much it is. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Tes. In Maspik Loi Berachokas Dalet Amos. What's the Lomer? Dilu Bona Kaisel Berishusai. I'm building on my property. Neged Chalon Shechabera. But you have a window on your property. Dinu the Tzarek Laharchik Dalet Amos. Kreshel Yaapil Es Chalonai. The person, when you build your wall, you build it at the distance of 4 amos. This way you're not darkening the neighbor's door, window. But die, that's efficient. I'm building on my property. And so Chazal said that even though it's on my property, I have responsibility not to be mazik you. So there's different forms of hezek. So taking away your light is a form of hezek. Over here, the tzar against the tzarik or gadol, mahani achzok is a chalon and shiyesh lehem mikvar shiyat tzarik laharchik yoser. So they can argue, we have a chazaka. Until now, we had ability to get light, and you're coming and be mazik me by removing my light. That's a form of a. That's a form of the more refers to it as a form of a chazaka. That I over here at the base of Knesses. And normally it would be, so Reuben and Shimon, Reuben's one property, and he builds a house. He has windows, he has lights. So he now is muchzik in this light. He set up a situation, he always gets this light. So that's the situation. That's the status quo. Now you come along and you build a wall in such a way that it blocks his light. So you're taking away something which he was muchzik in. He already had it, and you're taking it away. So you can't do that. That's the argument Reuben has on Shimon. Reuben can stop Shimon from doing that. The shul has a stronger chazak of chaloinus because they need even more lights, and you need more than dalet amos. When he's bar kamo, yes, it doesn't say how much is more. But definitely, 8 amos is sufficient. Okay.
You know, it's being roughly 16 feet.
Correct. Okay. The Bible Prima Godim, Shemistapik, Prima Godim raises the following question. Linyan Azora Bezos Noshim. You have the outer room, you know, the lobby of the shul, which sometimes they would use it for learning and davening, etc., or that's his Noshim. And I want to build in such a way that I'm blocking the light not into the main shul, but into the Ezra's Nashim, or not into the main shul, but into the lobby. Over there, you also need to distance more than 4 amos. Or no, this normally the rule is, I mean, I'm building on my own property. But since you were there first, and you set it up with a way that you're getting a benefit of having light, I have no right to take away from you totally. So I have to give a space of dalet amos in this way. I'm not affecting you. So maybe I have a right to do that to the lobby of the shul also. The main part of the shul, you're there to daven, that's in the main part of the shul. I can't darken that. I have to distance the 8 amos. But the lobby might be different. Or no, any part of the shul might be, you know, you're affecting the shul. So he raises the question. But Daiti in Mishnah Berurah says near the Hovad the Lloyd Siva Law, the Lafakh Gamaker Adinam, the Mechaber and Abora, I'm Rechil Shabri Kivagar. The truth is, this whole Shulchan Aruch is debatable that there's more than requirement to more than Dalet Amos. And therefore, we're going to assume it only applies into the main body of the shul and not into the side rooms, etc.
Does this even apply today where we have electric lighting?
Yes, the assumption of Pesachim still applies.
Why? I mean, okay.
I mean, if I agree to it, I agree to it. But if I'm not happy, I like having natural light. I enjoy it more. It's more comfortable. It's more pleasant, etc.
It doesn't cost as much. Okay, doesn't, fine.
Right. So I'm muchzik in that right, and you can't take it away from me. I mean, it's, you can ask me, and I could say yes. I could say no. I could say yes if you pay me something, you know, whatever. But I have a right. I have a right of refusal. Okay, now there's another issue with windows. Okay, all the way around. So, Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben has, in his property, he has a wall, and which blocks the view from the Rabin. And therefore, he can use his chotzer for private, you know, private things which he would like to do more privately. Comes Shimon and says, you know, a nice house over here, but there's no windows facing towards Reuven's chotzer. Let's break through the wall and make some windows over there. So now Reuven cannot use his chotzer for private things anymore. So again, Reuven is muchzik to use it for private things. He was there for us using the chotzer in such a way. Shimon cannot open up the windows and take away Reuven's privacy. So Zotan Ramoah, but the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses, which by nature, there's people going in and out. So nobody does anything over there which has its element of tznius. They can say, well, you know, we need this area for privacy. It's the Chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses. It's the front yard of the shul. So now comes the next door neighbor, Shimon, and says, you know, I would like to open up windows facing towards the chotzer of the shul. So we don't like people staring at us. We're in the chotzer. Tough luck. He has the right to make windows. And the whole problem is he can't make windows because he's being mazik you, taking away your ability to do sinuah things there. That's not relevant over here. It's the same thing as opening a window facing the Shezer Rabbim, which nobody can stop you. But the opposite, he was mochzik. The neighbor already had a chotzer, we were doing private things, and the shul says, you know, we need more light, let's open up some more windows. He says, yeah, but now everybody can stare into my chotzer, which they couldn't before, so they're taking away his sneeze. Okay, but then the Mary Shayachid Pesachol Nesabu Lamakam Shum Mahalak LeRabin. The Eshlam Nivlus Bemakam Azesh Shum Pam. Devar Yachol Nimchas the Shem Yitzchak called Nivlus Bemakam Azesh. Well, Yitun Shiyesha Chazaka Bechal Nesab Yimchel Ben Livnais. Okay. So, come on, one second. Ralph Agav, the Pasuk Ramah, Chashmish, it's so similar to him test. The Ain, Merle Chazaka, Bishal Akahal, come on, Yichalim Lemmer, the Lord Nichalu, the Makim, Badei, Bedina Bedayana. So, I think what he's saying like this, that, so we have the Ramah come along and saying that he can argue that he's Muxik in the right to this area to do something private. And since he's muchzik, you, kahal, can't open up the windows and take away his privacy. So he's using his chazaka against the rights of the kahal. In every scenario, you have to understand how this chazaka works. Again, I'm building on my property. It's my property. Let me do whatever I want. No, there's a muchzik. Not only, normally chazakas work, and you know, I have a chazaka. They used to buy seats in shul. I have a chazaka on this seat. This is my place to sit. I'm muchzik in it, right? I'm not muchzik about who my neighbor is. So I really don't like Reuven. I'm muchzik. Reuven has never sat next to me. You know, now Reuven wants to sit next to me. He wants to buy the seat next to me because you know it's a nice seat. I said, no, I've been muchzik. I don't sit next to all my enemy. I have no to be on the next seat over. I have to be on my seat. Right? I have no chazak on the next seat.
Well, maybe you want the next seat over for your son or your.
If you bought it, you have a chazaka, fine. But if you have no, the fact that I have no rights to something which is not mine, I never bought that seat, but happened to be my best friend is always sitting there. Now my best friend moved out of town, and Reuven wants that seat. I really don't like Reuven. So he, listen, I was muksik till now, not having my enemy next to me, so I can have a taina that I shouldn't have my enemy next to me. You have no muksik on the next seat. You have no bailus on it. What's your taina on the next seat? So comes the house. Says, listen, Shimon, you're building a house in your property with windows looking at my property. You can't build in your property because I like to have privacy in my property. You know, I have no power over your property. I have a right to do something over here. Now, all of a sudden, Reuven starts next to me. You know, I'm not comfortable next to him. I can't daven anymore comfortably. I'm not comfortable using my English sitter anymore because he stares at me, makes fun of me. He affects me in my seat, but tough luck. So he affects my chotzer with sneezes. Tough luck. Comes to Marach Kiddush and says, no, there's a musik of a musik and a tashmish in my property. You, the neighbor, can't move in and take that away from me. So the Ramah says, but the Kahal could. I have no power to use my chazaka to stop the Kehillah from doing what they need to do. So they said, listen, the shul needs more light. So we're going to make windows facing that area. And yes, you'll end up, you can't use your chazaka for private usages anymore because, you know, now everybody in the shul can stare into your chazaka. But we the Kehillah, need more light in the shul. Right? So comes the Ramah and says, no, he can stop the shul. Okay. So how does this work? Why is that so? So the Sharatim right away in Oish Test points out, you know, if that really affecting the neighbor Reuven, let's say, so much, he really should, you know, allow them to do what build. He should go with Nimish Hersitim. Okay. But comes along the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, I'm trying to understand how he has a taina to start with. What is this power that he has? He says there has to be a case where he's developed a chazaka against the rabbim to start with.
Well, he was there first, right? I mean, he had this chatzar and he was living there, no?
Again, he has this chatzar, he's living there. So normally, let's take it step by step. So that right allows him to have a right. And I have a right. You can't do something. You can't all of a sudden move into my chatzar. You know, it's a chatzar. It's my chatzar. Get out of here. Right? I'm not moving into your chatzar. I'm just looking into your chatzar. Now, you're not comfortable doing things there. I didn't take anything away from you.
You took away his privacy.
I didn't take it. I don't have your privacy now.
Well, you are.
You don't have privacy anymore, right? So I'm affecting you. I didn't take it from you. Right? You can't take privacy. It's a very difficult thing. You can't physically take privacy. What I can do is I can affect your privacy.
Okay, fine.
And whose rishus is this wall?
What?
And whose rishus is this wall? At the beginning, it sounds like it's the rishus of the neighbor.
No. Well, all cases are the individual is. We're discussing building either way. The windows or the walls. We're discussing building on the person's own property. I'm building a wall on my property, affecting your life. I'm building windows on my property, affecting your privacy. I have a house right now. Till now, that side was just a wall with no windows. Is, you know, I would like some more lights. I want to open windows facing that direction, and now I can look into your chotzer. It's my house.
But if this wall was in my property to start with, can't say that the other guy ever had a chazaka to the privacy. He didn't do anything. It just, he's going to sell it itself to him. But he didn't do anything to acquire it.
No, it says, I have a chotzer with a house next door which can't see in. So I've been using my property for private things because nobody can see in.
Well, so we're not talking about a wall now. We're talking about a window in the house.
Right. He wants to open up on his property, you know, the second story, he says he wants to open windows. And he says, and now I can look straight into my property. Right? So, like, whoa. You know, I used to keep a lot of stuff in my chatzar, which I don't want everybody knowing about, you know, in my business stuff, you know, et cetera. You know, and I can't do it anymore.
Maybe he got dressed in his chatzar from, you know, whatever.
But it's the same thing. He never did anything to acquire this privacy.
He doesn't have to acquire privacy. By nature is, I can use my chatzar for privacy unless there's something stopping me. There was nothing stopping me. So I'm muchzik up to this point, using it for private things. Now you're coming along and taking it away. So Chazal said, you can't do that. The only way you can do is the only thing you can do is you can build a window in such a way that you can't see in. But if you build a window which you can see in, that's Hezek Riya. And there's a consequence.
So if I live next door to an empty lot, and someone comes and buys a lot and intends to build a house there, I can't say he might put windows to see into my chaser. It's the same argument, it seems to me. In other words, no one can build there because he might invade my privacy.
No, so what I could do in that situation, so a person comes along, theoretically, a person comes along next to an empty lot. He does have a tain in halacha that he has the right to privacy. So you only can build in such a way that you're not taking away my privacy. And echonami. If he doesn't listen, so I can take him to bezdin and stop him. If that doesn't work, I can build a big wall on my property. He says, well, it blocks my light. This is a tough luck. I have a right to privacy. I was here first.
Because that's a physical act which requires privacy for the person who built the wall. He did something. But just because he moved into an empty lot doesn't mean that he has some intrinsic right to expect he'll always have this privacy.
What do you mean? I mean, in my house, right now there's nobody who can see into my house. All of a sudden there's a guy next door who can see into my house every morning. I can see straight into my house. So he's taking away my privacy. I was most of that privacy, and now it's taken away.
If I move into a house and there's another house next door, and I build a wall to assure my privacy, I've made some.
I understand what you're saying, but you're making an assumption that the only way you can get the right to be most of privacy is you do an action. That's chazal saying that's not true. The fact is, if I've been doing it, that creates a chazaka.
That's the process. Okay.
Right. So there comes a Morgan Roman says so, but a kahal has a right to override that. But again, if the chiddush being musik in this privacy is the chiddush. It's not the given. I'm building my own property, a window, and you're losing something. Tough luck on you. No. Since you were there first and you were using it, I can't do that. Chazal, we're mechayiv me to respect that. They were mechayiv a kahal. So what's the Ramah saying? So the Ramah says we have to say the case. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying 100%, but he says we have to talk about a case that there already was before the shul came along with this issue. There was an interaction between him and the Rishus Rabbin, and he created a reality which would physically or halachically would prevent them from gaining access to view him. Once that's true, now comes the shul says, yeah, but we need light. So we've already established this relationship that he's going to get his privacy. Now, I'm not sure what the case is. I'm not copying what the scenario he's describing, how to do that.
Where are you right now?
We're in Sivkazim tests. But it sounds like someone a case where he built windows, and once he built windows, so look, they can't build a wall because that takes away his light, and that the Shusharab doesn't have a right to do. And the more said, even building a wall is problematic because sometimes their walls were quite wide. They were buildings to build, and you could walk on top of the wall. So I said, I don't want you to have a wall there because you could walk on top of the wall. You can see my window, so I can stop the wall. Right. So he says that seems to be a valid case. I'm not sure why the Rabbin doesn't have a right to override that either. So once that's true, so then we're going to transfer that vis-a-vis the shul.
So that occurred before the shul was built. Is that how it's transferring?
Yes, so he's saying that the I'm not following all the steps of what he's saying. Really, I really have to go back to Magen Rama and look it up. But that's he's trying to address this problem. Okay, Kozma Sefer Chasidim Siman Tov Tes Zayin Chalorin Shohela Kenega Rishas Rabbim Uvenei Odom Ovrim Derech Shom LeBeis HaKnesses. So you have a window facing the path which people take going to shul. So they would use the window as a way to remove the refuse in the house. So they'd pour the contents of their chamber pot out the window. Okay, they weren't, you know, they didn't have a major sewage system. So now, but halacha is you can't pour it out the window. So they can't necessarily see what's clean and what's not clean on the street. They have to be clean when they come into shul. Well, if Ochi Yesh Tisor Shlo Lishbuk Shev Kim Mokum Mahalach Rab Bene Adam Shliach Liku Bom Dehavi Kim Barbashes Rab, you have a besides a Arachayim issue of that they're not going to be clean when they come to shul. You have a B'chasha Mishpat issue that you're creating a Barbashes Rab possibly if you're putting something which can cause people to slip. Kosev B'Sefer Sheris Yosef Shchene B'Sefer Knesses people who are neighbors to the shul Shiesh Lem B'Sefer Kisa and they have a B'Sefer Kisa they have an out they used to have an outhouse. And that affects the smell comes into the shul. You can't daven. So the shul is muksak with the right to daven. So tzrichim archiko, they have to remove the smell. Now, afilim kolam besek kisei lebinyan besek knesses. He argues my bathroom was there first. So I'm muksik. I was there first. They have to remove it. The shiny hezeka the rabbi may hezeka the yochid. When you're affecting one person, you can argue I was there first. But it's here. It's the needs of the tzibur will override. But they have to compensate him. So, as opposed to if the shul was there first and the person built a basic key, say, listen, you had no right to build it in a place which is affecting the. I'm here first. The shul is here first. So get rid of it. It's going to cost you money. Tough luck on you. The case of the basic key, it was there first, so they can force him to remove it, but they have to compensate. Okay. Sifhei. And person passes the basic knesses, the shul of the, the door of the shul should be placed al kenegad chatzad should be spalled in boy seir. We want that you should put the doorway in the other side. As if you're davening towards Mizrach, you shouldn't put the door, the entrance to the shul in Mizrach. Because that every facing towards the guy who's coming into the door, so that's going to every time they're trying to daven, there's these people coming in. It's going to be disturbing. You put the door in Maariv. This way, people will come in the back. So I'm facing the front. I don't have to necessarily see them every time I try to do something. Now, but we recognize that that the, you know, depending where you are, the shul faces different directions. Shemispalim lamaru, for example, if you're davening towards the west, means you are in the east of Eretz Yisrael and you're davening towards the west.
East of Yerushalayim, anyways.
East of Yerushalayim, right? So when they lived in Belleville, that's considered to east of Yerushalayim.
That would have been northeast, yeah.
Right. So, but the more refers to it is that Eretz Yisrael is west of Belleville. So yiftachu lemizrach, the doorway should be in the mizrach. Kedei sheyishtachu min haPesach neged Oren, shuberuach shemispalim negdo. So this way, when you come in the door, you come in facing towards the Oren, and you'll bow towards the Oren. As opposed to if you're coming in from the other side, you're coming where the Oren is. Hagav oisim bima bamsa beis haKnesses. The bima should be in the middle of the shul. Shiyamin aleha hakarei. And it should be raised up, preferably. That's you know, some shuls have a raised bima, and this, so that's where the balkari should read. And this will, by the fact that it's raised, will allow everybody. A, the fact that it's in the middle, and B, the fact that it's raised will allow people to hear it better. With the shatz davens. Even though theoretically, if he faces towards the shul, people can hear him better, he faces towards the Kurdish, towards where the Oren will be, which is preferably in the right direction. So So you have a musach of what we refer to as a mizrach van, so where the people in the front face towards the shul, and everybody else faces towards them. Okay. So the Mishabura, you had boys here. Whatever direction that the you're supposed to be, the shul is supposed to be facing towards David, and you put it on the other side. We daven towards the east. Because we are west of Eretz Yisrael, so we daven towards the east. So the opening of the shul should be in the west. So when you walk in, you will bow towards Aron Kodesh. Because when we run the Mahoya Pesach B'tzad Acher, if whatever reason the shul was built not like that, and now V'char Rava Besek Nesses, and that it got destroyed, and now we're rebuilding it, Rotzuksas Manhigim Lassus Pesach Kedinoi. So some are saying, let's rebuild it the same way it was before. We're muchzik to do it that way. And some are saying, no, let's put it in the, once we're rebuilding already, let's do it right and put the doorway on the other side. So some of the people are arguing one way. So the people are arguing we should do it right. The other people can't stop them, and they have a right to push through to do it the right way. Even though the majority wants to rebuild the shul the old way, is the roiv. Even if by doing so, you know, the issue over here was not only the chazaka on the binyan, how the shul was built, but it affects everybody's seat. If you redo the direction where things are coming in. So it says, you know, even so, they were right to do that, because that's how you're supposed to build a shul. Negat Oren Shul Baruch, Matam Shin Tzarech Lispoi Oren Shom, Mavur Barama Matur. So why are we assuming the Oren is on that side? So they say, Banim Hechel Zeh Baruch Shem Yisparlim Kenegdo Boisu Yir, Keshiyu Peneim Ela Mula Hechel Keshiyamdo Tzvila. You remember we discussed before, what direction do you face when the correct direction to face is not the direction where the Oren is being placed? So the Mishabura came out, really the Iker Din is you face the correct direction. The Minigarlam is a face towards the Oren. He says the Iker didn't really face towards the correct direction. Therefore, the Rambam says, so it's a good idea to put the Oren in the right direction, because this way you'll be able to face the Oren when you dive. Because if you put the Oren in the wrong direction, you'll be not facing the Oren when you dive. So you see from the Rambam and the Torah that they agreed, they assumed that you're going to face the right direction no matter what. You're going to, because that's the din of the Gemara, that you have to face in the right direction.
So what do you do when you're in a shul where they have, And I think you have this issue with Kemp Mill in their little shul, where, if I'm not mistaken, they have, let's see, it would be, if east is that way, they have their Aron in the little shul to the south,
so
rather than to the east.
So the Ramovitter says the minig is to face towards the Aron, even though it really would be preferred. So in that shul, if you can place yourself in such a way, for example, so it's in the middle of the southern wall. So if you move yourself over to the west, like towards the front and towards in the west, you can sort of like face yourself. You'll be facing towards the Oren by facing east to some extent. That'd be preferred. Okay. Yud Beis Oysen Bima. Vein Oysen Yosem Yishesh Madregos Labima. But it's, you shouldn't make more than six steps up. Okay. The Ramah didn't bring the full quote. But when he davens, he doesn't daven on the bima. He comes down to the regular place and he faces towards the Aron like everybody else. Said to Yeshiva. So the Mishabur Vashabayan Inyan Seder Zeh, Kikan and Makarmis, people buy. Makabakim Yizorah, Shal Yasu, Shum, Makim, Leshavla, Ben Abima, Ben Ahechel, Bemashi, Penea, Yoshim, Negat Abima, Bachur of Lehechel. But one thing to be sure is you can't have a person seated facing away from the Oren with his back to the Oren even and facing the Bima. The Ganayhu, Bisura Nami Ika, Dharma Labima Lavarach, Mishtaka Benir, Mishtaka Beloy. Furthermore, a person goes up into the Bima and he's Mishtaka, but he looks, he's diving towards the guy, he's facing towards him. But if it's off to the side, that's not a problem. Because we've got an Asher Shoysen, Kermes Eitzel Abima, Shekhar Al Memra, Pe Yoshev Lehechel, Vachur of the Bima, Shekhar of the Sefer Torah, Kamach Mashus, the Kerazim Abima. Now, Maisa, so do we put seats in between the Bima and the Oren? We do. So we set them up that you shouldn't be with your back to the Oren. Okay, but now your back is to the Bima, which the Sefer Torah sitting on the Bima. What do you do about that? Says, since it's raised up, it's a different Rishus, that's not a problem. Said Hanami, in a place where it's not raised up, it sounds like from him that we would have a problem putting people seated, having people seated in front of the Bima, because they'll have their back to the Sefer Torah.
Well, how high does this be? I thought it had to be, I forget what the measurement is, for it to be a different Rishus, it has to be like a certain height, doesn't it?
Well, we didn't discuss how high. He doesn't discuss how high it should be, but he does say that.
So, in other words, if it's only 3 or 4 inches high, then that's okay.
He doesn't. Pashas, that would not be true. You'd have to reach a certain height. But he doesn't say how much it is.
But anything which is love, like, 18 inches or something like that, I forget.
But anything which is love it to the ground, it's about 9 inches.
I thought love it was 12 inches.
Somewhere between 9 and 12 inches. So,
not be more than 12 inches off the ground.
I would assume so.
To be a different reshoes.
Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, you're saying, and so once it's that high up, then the people sitting in front could have their backs to it.
Correct, because it's like a different the Sefer Torah is in a different place now. So no one tells they actually have seats between the. Or the Bima and the Oren.
They do.
And they don't have a raised Bima.
Then they have a problem.
So, but during laning, the people who are seated in front of the Bima actually turn around to face. So it's an uncomfortable situation because now they're facing with their back to the Oren. So, like, what's better? So, best of really, they should be somewhat sideways. That's what they'll be saying, that they should be sort of. Since you don't be back towards either direction. Okay.
I know we haven't really publicized it.
So I don't know. Might start this week, but tonight there was a chaos. It was Labor Day, so I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I'd be interested, but yeah, I don't know.
I'd also be interested.
What are they talking about?
Marv.
Oh.
But a Musuman is not a minion. Okay.
And I've already done Marv. Sorry. So.